Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is November, everybody. This used to be election day in a lot of, it's a Sunday. But, you know, yeah. November the 2nd.
Yeah.
Second day in November. Here we are, 2025. We made it past another amateur day. We'll talk about Halloween night in a minute. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody up in Peachtree Corners.
All right, now.
Peachtree Corners. And I forgot to say the name of the show, Sam and Greg, welcoming you and thanking you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings.
Yes, we do.
I'm having I had like a crazy morning just coming into this building, and it continued once I got into this building.
Whoa.
You've been walking in the street, like just leaving your car, whatever, you find yourself in a neighborhood, you're maybe walking to your car. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you before, but like all the lights went out. Whoa. Now, this is one thing if you want to, you know, in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And power line, you know, goes up. I'm on 15th Street. You know, we park our cars, right?
Right.
I'm on 15th Street walking. I got that big church over there.
Right.
And things are closed, but, you know, they have the lights that come on at night. Street lights, the church lights, the building here, Colony Square, everything went black, Sam.
The lights on the trees. Them pink lights on the tree.
No, nothing. It was nothing.
They went out too?
Some emergency red lights came on in an area that I'd never seen those lights before. It's like these are the lights that come on when everything else goes off.
Okay.
That's what happened. I was crossing 15th and like everything went black. Like it was like I was in some kind of Bruce Willis movie where somebody like pulled a grid or something. Everything went black.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then when I get into it, so I'm like wondering, and I was hearing all kinds of noises.
From wherever
the power stations were around these buildings here in Colony Square, you could hear stuff going on because like the lights went out.
Yeah.
So backups, I hear all this clicking and boom, pop, 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 boom. And I'm trying to cross the street, coming in here. Now I'm wondering, all right, am I A, going to be able to get into the building here? And in B, do I have enough stamina to walk up all these stairs? Because ain't no way in hell I'm getting on an elevator.
Yeah, wow, man. Stuff's definitely that, right?
Yeah. I'm not getting on no elevator with the power kind of coming on and off. And, you know.
I went from
a Bruce Willis movie to Speed, where I'm stuck in an elevator. Luckily, things were working in the building.
Okay.
But then I get up here to the ninth floor. We got no cable. We got no TV. All the TVs are out. Yeah, you're looking up there now. They're all. I've been doing some stuff since I got here. I've been down to the eighth floor like three times. And we've been looking for, by the way, we want to welcome our new chief engineer to Odyssey Atlanta.
Okay.
We got a new engineer.
Yep.
And he's doing a wonderful job, except couldn't find his number this morning.
Whoa.
So.
That new.
Did a little troubleshooting.
Real
and
new.
And you come in here and you have TV. So I did that for you, Sam.
Oh, you
the
did
TV
it, so you
we got TV
you
service
want, you
now.
Want to have the two now.
And eighth floor, they don't get they don't care about it down there, right? Because they just got music. But, you know, we got to see replays and stuff. And see what's happening. Georgia came back in that game and the World Series, the baseball's over with. And
how the clock finally caught up with Georgia Tech.
Exactly. And speaking of clocks, if y'all didn't do your business last night, you're getting places early.
Hey.
Because you were supposed to fall back 1 hour last night.
I never sleep well on these nights. I never sleep well on the time change nights. I never, because I'm thinking something ain't going to click.
So
almost every hour I'm rolling over looking. I do not sleep well on the spring forward fall back nights. I do not.
So you are one of those of the promo that we should just stop this anyway.
I didn't say we have to stop it. I'm just saying I don't sleep well with it.
But how do you feel about it? Because there's a lot of people feel like this
I
is.
I know
this
that y'all have just cut it out all together.
Yeah, exactly. Like Arizona, and I think Indiana's another one of those
we've
states.
Yeah, we've had it so long and whatnot. I'm good with it.
Well, but I just want you to have a good night's sleep.
I don't sleep well in those nights. I'm just thinking, man, you're going to oversleep, something's going to happen, and you're going to miss something, and almost every hour and an hour, I roll over. Yeah, that's what time it is. I got three more hours. Oh, I got two more hours. You know, I'm like, all right.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's get this show started. We're just, welcoming everybody and thanking you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Hopefully you had a wonderful week.
Hope you had a safe week, especially this past Friday night. Hope everybody had a good time. Hope everybody was safe, because, you know, the grown-ups have taken Halloween away from the kids. We truly have. The adults have taken Halloween. They have. I mean, the kids still take part in it, but the grown-ups, man, have just, you know, taken it a whole different direction.
I'm deciding whether or not I agree with you 100% because we see two different things. You see from, you know, the neighborhood I'm in, I see one thing, and I kind of agree with you, but I did see a lot of kids this year. But let me tell you something. One bag of candy for me at our place, that's enough. Because I got one of them driveways that's a deterrent.
Okay.
You gotta want it if you want to get it from me. And I'm ready for you. I'm ready. Me and Jesse are ready for you. But it by about
you
9
earn
o'clock.
It. You got to earn it.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, people are like, 2 days. I'm done with this. But I always have a whole lot of extra, you know, a lot of candy. So, again, it's considered an amateur night. Hopefully everybody had a safe one, but.
It is it's amateur night, but hopefully everybody was safe out there.
Absolutely. So overall, man, how was your week?
It was a good week.
It was
a good week. You know, just moving right along with it, man.
We got here,
wonderful CBS News Atlanta. We're just doing stuff, man.
Okay, and we got a story that we coming up. I do want to say though, you know, little heavy heart. You talked about sleeping on one of those moving the clock nights. When you lose one of our professional sports for the season, it kind of gives you a certain kind of feeling.
Yeah.
With the possible exception of hockey.
Even that, you want to see something good and something, a great ending.
Exactly.
And then we saw a grand ending.
Oh, we got to spend time talking about the World Series and how it ended. I'll let you decide. We can get into this college football of yesterday or just take a moment and talk about your thoughts on how Major League Baseball ended, because for me it was glorious. Or do you want to do our story of the week?
Whichever you want.
Well, how about we let our producer decide?
Uh-oh.
If we hear the sound, we know she wants us to knock that out the way, and so we can get back to what we're supposed to do. Or we can.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
If I haven't said it lately, I love Noelle. I love her as a person. I love her even more as a producer. All right, man. I went first the last couple weeks. Do you have something?
Yeah, something about something that I came to that you think you'll see more people attend, but they did not. Don Staley and the South Carolina women's basketball team were in town this week.
Yeah, you talking about that.
And, I don't really usually come down on people who do market and promote something. I figured they're marketing and promotion people. They're professionals at what they're doing, and they know what they're doing, and they realize the opportunity that they have when they have a certain product they're presenting. These folks dropped the ball terribly. I mean, if you're a diehard South Carolina fan, and I know some people who are diehard South Carolina women's basketball fans who didn't know that they were coming to play in Atlanta. It was an exhibition.
Right.
A game that didn't count. It was a doubleheader. You know, they played against North Carolina women, and after that, the men, Auburn, played against Memphis. which you think on paper sounds like a good game, but Penny Hardaway,
he's not shooting up.
And then Bruce Pearl just took the exit door down at Auburn. But anyway, you know, I was able to do some things work-wise, which was cool. The game wasn't televised, so I'm doing live report at 6:20 inside while the game's going on.
People should know that you wouldn't be, normally be able to do that.
Normally would not be able to do that, right?
Right.
We're able to do that. And I was like, you know, every girls' high school program or girls' AAU program should have been at that game.
Right.
There's another
right.
chance to get to see this team.
Like Coach K coming to town.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss that or the experience of seeing this team. Plus, you had two players from Westlake High School. You had two homegirls on this team.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what an opportunity. Yes, when exhibition, it doesn't count, but I think the folks really dropped the ball on it. So, I mean, it's great to see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coach Staley and, you know, to see players from Westlake and see their coach there. I was the only TV camera there.
It's kind of 50-50 in this because the fact that you saw part of this is the fact that they dropped the ball, as you said. And that's a story. But the fact that you got to go and do this stand-up with a cameraman inside this place is...
While the game's happening.
Yeah, that was unique for you.
You don't get to do that. So, I mean, that's the story. When we, you know, we got this team that's coming to town, and we've really been tuned in. It's not like we don't know who they are.
Right.
We've been tuned into the women's college basketball tournament in recent years because right. It's been a drama. It's been great competition. And to have them come in, there's no other reason for them to come here. They're going to play Georgia in Athens this week. They don't play Georgia Tech. So she was still, even after it was over, which we're in a interview room with no lights, because the people who did it didn't.
You think they heard about it? The organizers?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so, but I can only hope. Go ahead with your story.
Well, you know, because I mentioned last week that I was going to be making this my story of the week. I have something else, too. But Wednesday was part two mm-hmm. of Halloween at the hospital.
Yeah.
And it was tremendous. I want to thank Salam. Mm-hmm. Her name is spelled S-A-L-E-M, so you would want to say Salem,
mm-hmm.
but it's pronounced Salam.
Okay.
And Mandy. Well, don't mention her last name.
Okay.
Anyway, these are makeup artists from the industry, and they came out there, and starting at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, those two produced more than an hour's worth of smiles for these young cancer patients and kids dealing with a number of other very, very serious issues.
Can I ask you, what are their impressions of the place when they see it? What are their impressions?
Their mouths are agog. Because yeah. I tell them that this is not your average hospital. In fact, it's more like a five-star hotel. Because obviously, we're only seeing the lobby.
Right.
And that first floor. And that in and of itself is enough to make you walk around. Like, when you walk into the gates of Disney World, even as an adult,
yeah.
you kind of go, you spin your head around, right?
Right.
That's what happens in this hospital. Mm-hmm. The Arthur Blank Children's Hospital on North Druid Hills and I-85 is one of those places that hopefully you never have a reason to go there.
Right.
But if you have to, you will be amazed and see that the Arthur Blank Family Foundation did everything they could to make this facility as welcoming as possible for the families who have to go there and deal with this place. Man, I saw a dude who looked like Ja Morant about 2 weeks ago when I was there. He was coming downstairs, and he was headed outside. He was in, you know, them pajama pants you got there. Everybody wears them. I got two pair of them, right? You can wear them to Kroger if you want. But he had a pair of those. He had some slides on. He had a really nice, comfortable, big, blousy T-shirt and a sweater. His hair was fresh, right? But he was kind of just sauntering out. I was standing there waiting on one of the makeup artists, and he was on his way out, and I saw him, and, you know, you acknowledge, you know, people when they're going like this, hey, man, have a good day and all that. And he said, but what I said to him was, you look real comfortable. And he goes, brother, if I got to be here with my baby girl, I'm going to be comfortable. He'd been there 2-3 days, and he was living in the room or hanging out in the room. His daughter was going through some stuff.
Yeah.
So that's my story of the week. We've been talking about, or you've been helping me talk about this, that this is something I can do, and I'm doing it. So I have brought a handful of makeup artists from the film industry. We started August 14th. This was our third event. We're through Halloween now, and the hospital will decide when I come back if it's November, or obviously we'll be back there during December.
Right.
But that's my story of the week, and it was tremendous. And these kids, we'll have the pictures up soon, still editing through some of the stuff. But, yeah, man, that was last week. But I do want to say, on a lighter note, well, that's actually a really good note, but say this out loud. This is a conversation our grandfathers never had. One guy makes $700 million. That's his contract. The other guy makes $325 million. And across the board, nobody would say that either one of those dudes are overpaid. Or overpaid. Would you say that? Otani and Yamamoto. That's their contracts.
Wow.
$700 million
and
$325 million. In other words, I can bring up a bunch of people from Philly who might have something to say about Bryce Harper's big contract.
Right, right.
Or some of the other guys who got big contracts. Where was a new third baseman from San Diego? Manny Machado.
Okay.
Right? Big contract.
Right.
Now those who say, I don't know, nobody's going to say anything about those two dudes. Would you agree?
I would agree with that, and also about the endorsement deals they have. You know, I know Tony's got a ton of them. I don't know if Yamamoto's going to get some as well back home. And that's the thing. That's just the money's going to fall from the sky.
They were stars before they came here. That's the crazy part. Now they've conquered them in the minds of Japan. They've conquered America. So they come back like, I know this might be blasphemy in some, but on a Japanese level of Ali. As far as the athlete, would you agree with that?
Okay.
On the athlete side.
But the thing we're seeing now, you're going to see players from that country come sooner. Mm-hmm. Because Stanford signed a kid to a scholarship last year for baseball, who I think played for the same coach that Otani played for and whatnot. And so that's coming to America sooner. They're not playing pro there. They're going to come in and play college ball and go into and get into baseball here. So, I mean, that's the other thing you get. There's a pipeline.
There's
lining up. There's a serious pipeline.
This is probably the first time in my lifetime, think about it, that this was actually a World Series win. Dodgers started their season in Japan, ended it in Canada.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was a Mexico City game somewhere mixed in there. I didn't 162. Anyway, I was thinking about that. Listen, we are going to do a deep dive into college football, and we're coming up top of the hour. I want to let you know we got coming up on this show. Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally, but we might probably throw some college football in there then, too. Kyle Sandy.
Yeah.
Making his first appearance, bow tie and all, freshly married. And did we have some kind of baby talk last time he was on? I wasn't sure. Maybe we pushed him, but...
Yeah,
we... All right, well, we don't have
We'll find out for sure.
We'll find out at 7:20. Got a fresh Cassie call, money flying through the air. Noelle's got some stuff I'm sure she wants to get out there. We'll do that before the end of the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up the 8 o'clock hour, we've been waiting for this man as we get ready for Falcons football this afternoon. We have got the Orlando Ledbetter.
Yeah, we do.
D-Led's going to join us here, get a set for Falcons at New England. You know, you got people talking about this New England team, Drake May, like... They're back on track.
Yeah.
To be that team to run the division for a while, even with Buffalo there.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with the coordinators. And we can talk about that, too. There are some people, you talk about Arthur Smith, he's back with Pittsburgh. How you want to feel about that offense. But there are some dudes who are just better coordinators than head coaches. And it seems like McDonald up there in New England is that dude.
And that'd be something for them to do that and reboot that quickly.
You know what I mean?
You know, that's a quick reboot and going right past the Jets and the Dolphins, right?
And how many teams would be upset at that? Miami's still looking for a quarterback to replace Marino.
Yep. You know what I mean?
And so, anyway, we are just getting started on this this Sunday morning. Second day of November. Oh, I'm sorry. That's on me. I didn't hit
uh-oh,
this.
Uh-oh.
No, I got it. I forgot to hit
he got
what
got it.
Going
he got
on today because I was talking about the Falcons and I just dropped the information, so sorry. Mentioned the Falcons at New England, and we have that game for you. We got the pregame, all of that stuff for you. If you can't get in front of a TV, pregame starts at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. Now, the Hawks, you say, well, wait a minute, Greg, they're playing at Cleveland today. You guys are the Hawks station, too. That's right. But it's actually Odyssey. So what we do is when we have this conflict, we move one or the other to our cousin station.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Hawks will be taking on Cleveland on V103. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6, and then tonight, Seattle at Washington, Sunday Night Football. We have it for you here, pregame at 7:30, kick at 8:15. Like I said, we're going to get into college football. Georgia Tech stories from both of those games from yesterday and going around the league. We will be back here in just a few. It is Sam and Greg getting started on a Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.